In yesterday's devotion, we reflected on the death of Jesus on the cross. Was his death the end of it all? Game over na nga ba? Let's find out. Game over na nga ba? Life is like a video game. It's easy at first, but then it gets really challenging when we grow older. Then there are trials and sufferings that makes us ask, game over na nga ba? When Jesus was buried, parang game over na. And did he take to the grave all the lessons he taught and the mission he started? He seemed to have lost. And what won was all the suffering and death that he experienced. It all happened, and his death is not fake news. The priest and the Pharisees and Pilate made sure of it. If we have nothing else but the text from Matthew 27, 62 to 65 to tell us what happened, then the enemies have won. The devil is in control. Wala nang pag-asa. Ganito minsan sa buhay, di ba? When our fears have already happened and we have no more chance to change it, we feel hopeless. Even our eyes have no more tears to cry. There isn't any struggle left. Parang game over na talaga. When the worst problems and pains come, we ask, have we come to the end of the road? Of course not. Look at Jesus. He did nothing wrong, yet he was fiercely opposed by people. He was scorned and shamed and even abandoned by his closest friends. He died an agonizing death that seemed to end everything he started. Pero ang totoo, pinagtagumpayan niya ang lahat ng ito. Hebrews 2:14b and 15 says, only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could he deliver those who have lived all their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. See? Even his death that looked like defeat was actually a way for Jesus to win. He now shares this victory with all the people who believe in him. Friend, even the worst problem or pain in life can be overcome when we believe in Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this victory that we have in Jesus. Give us enough strength and faith as we come to you with our burdens. In Jesus' name, amen. Spend this day in prayer about your struggles in life. Aminin mo ang limitasyon ng kakayanan at lakas mo at tanggapin mong walang problema ang hindi kayang pagtagumpayan ni Jesus. Kinabukasan, pagkatapos ng araw ng paghahanda, sama-samang nagpunta kay Pilato ang mga punong pare at ang mga Pariseo. Sinabi nila, naalala po namin na sinabi ng mapagpanggap na iyon nung siya'y nabubuhay pa, na siya'y muling mabubuhay pagkaraan ng 3 araw. Kaya, pabantayin po sana ninyong mabuti ang libingan hanggang sa 3rd araw. Sinabi sa kanila ni Pilato, kumuha kayo ng mga kawal at pabantayan ninyong mabuti ang libingan. Matthew 27:62-65. Join us again tomorrow, Resurrection Sunday, for the last part of our series this Holy Week. Don't miss it. If you've enjoyed listening to this message and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app to make a donation. This is Peter Kairos reminding you, God's grace is available for you every single day.